She previously worked with New South Wales Powerhouse Museum and ABC Television. It's my very great pleasure to introduce Annalisa to you and welcome her to the forum. Thank you.
Okay, so yes, I'm relatively new to DFSI. I've been here for 2 months now. So 25 years experience in, data management in various forms, particularly in the area of copyright and rights management, but also from the perspective of process governance, project management, and a bit of quality management thrown in just for good measure. My background being slightly different to yours, you may find I may not use language which you all necessarily relate to, so please feel free to ask questions about anything. And I certainly don't have your technical expertise in the area of records management, so forgive me for that. All right, so what I would like to talk about today is the information management framework for the New South Wales Government, and specifically for today, its approach to standards. So first of all, I'll maybe just wake everyone up a bit after the cake and the networking. So hands up anyone who thinks that their work totally rocks. No! My work totally rocks. I love my new job. All right, I'll try something else. Hands up who works in the space of information management, records management, or standards. That's better. So keep your hands up. Put them back up. Keep your hands up if you really think that the work you do has a direct relationship to the ability of the New South Wales Government and its partners to provide better, more informed services to New South Wales citizens. Yes. So we've all heard of big data and the concept of data and information as an asset, right? Yes. For some organisations, this presents itself as a commercial interest, with data and information a corporate asset which is integral to their business model and competitive edge, and which therefore should be kept in this impenetrable vault. So how lucky are we then to directly participate in the business of actively releasing all the information and data that we can into the broader community as a means of social advancement. That it is our job, in fact, to ensure that the objective of the Data Sharing Act and the Government Information Public Access Act are enabled by aligned practices in information management, records management, and standards. So my objective over the next 25 odd minutes is to demonstrate how the information management and its approach to standards doesn't just support the New South Wales Government's ICT strategy, but most importantly, I think, the broader social objectives to be derived from the use and reuse of data and information, which, by extension, I hope I can convince you all that you are making a direct contribution to. So let's begin. So the genesis of the IAM framework was in the 2012 ICT strategy. The focus of this strategy was on better services and better value investment. It brought a renewed focus on engagement with the public, industry and the research sector, as reflected in the priority initiatives. So ones in particular there I draw your attention to are Service New South Wales, Open Data. Have you all heard of the Open Data stuff in the Open Data policy? Information management there in its own lovely mustard coloured box, and information sharing, I think, are particularly relevant. So the 2013 information management framework came out of the Information Management Initiative, which called for the establishment of a framework of common information standards and approaches across government. The objective of the framework was to support secure reuse of information and data for better services, improved performance management, and a more productive public sector. Many of you may have seen earlier presentations on the information management framework by Sonia Sherman. So the ICT strategy itself, if we fast forward 4 years to this year, we now have the final update of the New South Wales Government ICT strategy. You can see now that data sharing and analytics have been identified as a priority initiative, and that the IM framework now comes under this. I think this is really important because it recognises the role of the information framework as a fundamental enabler of data sharing and analytics objectives, and also the newly identified outcome of better insights from data. I'll also just mention here the new cybersecurity initiative which has been highlighted, and that highlights the growing awareness of the importance of cybersecurity, of course. So the existence of standards within the information framework are of course critical to the success of these initiatives and outcomes within the ICT strategy. So this is lifted directly from the ICT strategy. So the role of the information framework is viewed as central to the sharing and reuse of data for better services and performance. And in particular, I'll draw your attention to action items 3.9 and 3.10, which are both on the work plan for the IM community of expertise. So 3.9 is to define the information architecture layer of the New South Wales Government architecture framework. And 3.10 is to define common data standards to support open data, information security, data sharing and analytics as part of the New South Wales Government Information Management Framework. From what I've heard, top of the list under 3.10 will be a data dictionary for New South Wales Government. Okay, this brings us to the Information Management Framework itself. So this was designed and managed by the Information Management Community of Expertise. This was established to improve New South Wales Government capability to manage and share information, and it comprises representatives from clusters across government, including state records. Do we have any participants in the community here today? Great. I hope I don't say anything wrong. So the framework itself. So the most important aspects of the IM framework is that it's aligned with the ICT strategy. It establishes a common approach to managing government data and information. It's made up of policies, standards and guidance for managing data and information consistently across the sector. And it enables agencies to appropriately protect, share and publish data and information in ways that support better services, gain better insights from data, and which derive the best value from investments in data, information and technology, which of course are the outcomes of the ICT strategy. So this is just a conceptual diagram of the information management framework. I only had an infographic version that I couldn't update, so it still reflects the 2012 outcomes of better services and better value. We need to add in there better insights and data as well. So the inputs into the information management framework are people, process, technology, data and funding. The outcomes are the seven principles of information management that has been adopted by the IM community, which I'll talk about in a minute. And the information management framework itself is made up of laws. So in the context of the IM framework, this is the legal requirements relevant to managing information. Policies of the New South Wales Government approach and requirements for managing information. standards being the technical requirements for a specific area of information management, and also implementation resources in the form of guidance, toolkits, and technology to implement best practice information management. Information management framework, the approach is structured around key stages of the information life cycle, as represented by 7 principles, all supporting, of course, the outcomes of better services, better insights from data, and better value ICT investment. So I'll just quickly run through those 7 principles. The first one is to govern data and information according to their value as assets, assets, for which we are accountable. The next one is to collect data and information in line with quality standards so that they are fit for purpose. The third principle is to organise data and information for easy retrieval and efficient management. And it's the organised principle where you'll find most of the found as resources. The fourth principle is that of secure, to protect data and information, to protect their integrity and with respect for their sensitivity. Fifthly, use data and information for evidence-based policy, targeted services delivery, performance management, and also so that data and information can be reused to derive a maximum return on investment. We have the principle of share data and information, which is to streamline service delivery and reporting, enable value adding, and to support transparency. And finally, maintain data and information for as long as they have value and then disposed of systematically and accountably. The artifacts within the IAM framework itself. So the IAM framework exists as a single source of authority portal, and it provides click-through links to the sources of authority for managing data and information across all stages of the life cycle. Have you all seen or used that on the web? The version up now has recently been updated and isn't yet published on the web, but it will be in the very near future. So all of the IAM principles rely on policies and standards in some shape or form, but moreover are the glue that binds the principles together to form an integrated structure. The organised principle is comprised primarily of standards, as this is where they tend to be applied, but it's very important to recognise that the standards applied under this principle enable other principles, and in particular, of course, the share principle, which is very dear to my heart. All right, so in this context, the IAM framework can be seen as an entity which can be viewed as an integration layer at 2 levels. So firstly, it acts as a layer between agencies to enable collaboration. And secondly, it enables better communication between agencies and customers for better access to government services and information. So in this way, the IAM framework enables the sharing of data and information between agencies, and it also facilitates a whole of government approach to customer services. So it does this by facilitating a common coordinated approach to managing information and data. The end results of this being more and better integrated data and information provided on the Common Data New South Wales service. Have you all seen the Data New South Wales website? Which customers are able to access easily and quickly, and also improve customer services which have been informed and enabled by integrated data sharing and analytics. Okay, this brings us to the approach to standards taken by the IAM framework. The IAM community of expertise seeks to employ a collaborative approach to the use of data and information standards through the vehicle of the IAM framework. So wherever possible, published standards are adopted rather than adapted for New South Wales government agencies. And this very much underpins the principle of a common approach and all of the benefits that brings with us. brings with it. Standards are incorporated into the IAM framework where existing or potential business needs and opportunities are recognised. Standards in the IAM framework provide support for people in their roles, rights and responsibilities, processes including policies, procedures and metrics, and technology for efficient search, sharing and information management. So the criteria for data and information standards. The overriding principles for standards are that they are adopted by consensus and influence rather than directive. And this is really important because that in turn enables sustainable information practices. So standards should be accepted, proven and require limited, if any, modification to be implemented in New South Wales government. And to this end, there are five criterion pillars for the adoption of standards within the information framework. So standards should be aligned, first of all, with IAM principles. They should be connected with corporate outcomes and strategy. Standards need to be relevant to a specific business need, identified risk or opportunity. Standards need to be proven, endorsed in principle, established in practice, and require little or no customisation. Standards should be aspirational. Again, Barbara, that's a good tie. So they incorporate a working baseline, phased implementation, and continuous improvement. Standards also need to be enterprise-wide so that they provide support and guidance for people, processes, and technology. I'll just look a bit, dive a little bit more into detail now on some standards within the IAM framework. So as I mentioned, a lot of them live under the organised principle. At the moment, they fall under three categories of record-keeping standards, metadata standards, yay, and data interoperability standards. Record-keeping standards, so the state records, government records standards, which Jeff showed earlier, the homepage. That homepage actually appears within the IAM framework as a click-through button under that record-keeping standards button on the IAM framework. The metadata standards policy. So this policy, I think the current version is 2013, but it's currently been updated and should be published soon. That was one of the first tasks I was given when I started. This policy requires agencies to implement published metadata standards to enable better service delivery and better value investment through the discovery, reuse and sharing of data and information. So agencies must apply, document and publish metadata standards. They must ensure that baseline metadata elements are applied. They need to maintain the integrity of standard vocabularies. They need to manage access to and storage of metadata. And finally, they need to establish roles, responsibilities and processes to manage metadata. So really importantly, the metadata policy doesn't prescribe particular metadata standards that must be used, but it does, however, provide examples of standards that may be useful. Finally, we've got a whole stack of data interoperability standards sitting in the IAM framework. The current standards there include a standard approach to metadata, standard approach to information architecture, where we've got a 2016 revision and draft. It includes a standard for customer reference data, and again, that's currently being updated. As with the standard for spatially enabling information and the standard for human services classification. And finally, a standard for data quality reporting, and that was recent. That was updated quite recently, last October. That was quicker than I thought. So before we move on to questions and comments, I'm going to put to you again my opening questions. So hands up again, who works in the space of information management, records management and standards? So keep your hands up if you think the work you do has a direct relationship with the New South Wales government and its partners to provide better, more informed services to New South Wales citizens. Yay! So keep your hands up if you now think your job totally rocks. Yay!